T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So think about this. Would you ever do something that you know is wrong, but you're doing it to help somebody in need? This is a true story out of Texas, and this just happened to a corrections officer. Katie has the details.
So a corrections officer was busted for slipping an inmate food. It was hot wings.
Man, as somebody who loves hot wings, being denied hot wings for years.
I mean, that's your punishment.
That's terrible.
And now the officer is being brought up on like contraband charges,
which can be pretty severe.
Arrested.
Yeah. Is that still a state crime or is that a felony?
They're calling it a misdemeanor right now, but I mean, he was still arrested.
Maybe just because it's meat, not heroin or something like that. that's kind of terrible. Like I said, like hot wings are incredible. And I know that these are bad guys that have done bad things for the most part, but like denying somebody a hot wing.
It does seem like, is it that bad?
Right.
Is it that bad to
sneak somebody
a snack?
A hot wing.
Obviously, he has been fired.
Oh, man.
I do feel like there is another part of the story that I would like to get your guys' opinion on.
Okay.
Now, the reason he was caught was because he was having phone calls with this inmate.
Okay.
Obviously, all the phone calls are listened to and recorded. He just didn't think anybody was going to know it was him.
What?
Here's the other part.
He's on the phone just being like,
it's Jake. I went to Wingstop.
It was from Wingstop.
Oh, was it from Wingstop? That's funny.
Here's what makes this a bit of a gray area for me.
Okay.
He charged the inmate $50.
What?
Per chicken wing?
No, just for the whole order.
What was the, not that it matters, but what was the order? Like a pound, a dozen? Is that what we think it was?
They don't ask details like that.
Those journalists today don't ask details like that. Okay, that completely changes the story. And F that CEO, because that's terrible. He should have lost his job. He should be arrested. He should have charges against him. You're going to charge somebody? You're making money off of getting somebody, trying to do something nice for somebody.
That, if it was just like, this guy, I don't know, he's in for like a marijuana charge or something. You know, like something that people aren't even arrested for anymore or something like that.
Well, in Texas they are.
Oh, well. And you're like, oh man, it's fine. I'll get you some wings.
Yeah.
I got you. Especially if it's somebody that's like a good inmate, doesn't cause any problems. Okay. The fact that he was like turning a profit on it.
Right.
And it is, although it is considered a misdemeanor, he could face up to 6 months in jail for this.
For wings?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I sure hope that $50 was worth it, Cletus, because that's terrible. You're taking advantage of somebody, you know, in a situation like that. And here's why I feel so strongly about this. If I was in jail, I would absolutely consider spending $50 on a dozen hot wings.
Well, yeah, what else are you going to spend it on? Ramen?
No, if I was ever in jail, I would consider going back to smoking cigarettes.
Do they not just give you those?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think you got to buy them. And I think on top of buying them, I think that could be contraband too now. Who knows?
If somebody sneaks it in. I think if you sneak anything in, it's contraband. Like, let's be clear.
If you sneak anything in.
I think so.
Okay. So, like, the fact that this corrections officer was trying to make money off of selling things to inmates, that's pretty despicable, right?
And what's worse is he had to go to the, when he was arrested, he had to go back to the jail he worked at.
Well, do you think it, he's just trying to make some money.
Kevin.
He's going off of the wants and the needs of the inmates.
Okay, so you're claiming capitalism?
I mean, if you're saying
supply and demand?
Right. If they have the money and they want to spend it, I'm just providing it for them. I'm giving them the opportunity to purchase it.
Okay, where does this end? What if the want and the need is cocaine?
I mean, if you have the money.
No, Kevin, Jesus Christ.
What?
What is wrong?
Okay. What's wrong with
sometimes
that? They're already.
I feel like all the years we've spent trying to raise him.
Right.
Nothing has sunk in.
Yeah.
Nothing.
But, hey. They're in jail for probably months, maybe life.
Okay.
I'm just giving them a little piece of something outside of the world.
Okay, why do you have to get money for that?
Because I'm risking my job for this to give you some happiness. It's just $50.
Can I ask you just a quick question?
Give me 50.
Just give me 50. Quick question, okay? With somebody who is, let's say, entrepreneurially morally corrupt.
Mm. Yes.
Okay? How come you don't have any money?
Because I haven't found anyone's wants and needs where I can give it
okay.
to them.
Okay.
So now if you want something and I have access to it,
yeah.
I will be your supplier.
Have you considered Folsom Prison?
Folsom Prison?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Why?
They'll eat me alive there.
They'll eat them alive in there.
Like a chicken wing.
Like a little hot wing.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.